Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the third week of Ordinary Time, and from Italy we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Tough Love.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Then Jesus' mother and his brothers came and, standing outside, sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. People who don't believe in God sometimes say to people who do, people like you and me, "Oh, you're so fortunate. It must be such a comfort to believe in God." Well, no, I'm sorry to disappoint you, unbelievers, but it's not always a comfort. Because if you take it seriously, it makes considerable demands on you. It's not all sweetness and light. There's nothing sentimental about it. Look at the way Jesus treated his mother on some occasions. There is not a single line in any of the Gospels about him telling her he loves her or giving her a hug. He doesn't even call her mother or mum. He calls her woman, which is what he calls various other people, various other women, the Canaanite who asks him to heal her daughter, the woman who can't stand up straight, who's crippled, the Samaritan woman at the well, the woman caught in adultery, Mary Magdalene after the resurrection, and of course, Mary, his mother, first at the wedding at Cana, and then on the cross, when he entrusts Mary and the beloved disciple to each other's care. Well, it's not, is it, an obviously affectionate title? It suggests a modern ma'am, or slightly less formally, lady, but there's no intimacy about it. And this apparent detachment on the part of Jesus appears already when Mary and Joseph finally track him down in the temple talking to the doctors. He was only 12 when that happened. They hadn't seen him for 3 days, and they were clearly worried sick. But he doesn't apologize. He doesn't show any sign of contrition or concern for their distress. And here he is in today's gospel, apparently indifferent to his mother and other members of the family. Earlier in this chapter, Mark tells us that he went home, or in some translations, he went to a house, not presumably the house where he grew up, since it doesn't seem likely that Mary would not just have walked in if it was the family home. Anyway, Jesus's reaction is bound to strike us as cold, at the very best as indifferent. But he gives all of us who try to follow him the most wonderful reassurance. Anybody who does God's will is family. Blood ties are secondary. And yes, this is reassuring. But we need to look at the terms of this welcome into the family. To be part of Jesus' family, we have to do what God wants. And honestly, how many of us can say that we consistently do what God wants? Jesus is putting us on our mettle. He's not being cozy. He's not being cuddly. He's not being sentimental. Tough love. That's what this is. Totally unsentimental and certainly tough. Ah, yes. But most important of all, it's love.